This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that?
I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing, your local coastal brewery. Independently brewing since 1996. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, it's Daily Ticker time to start the final hour, brought to you as always by Pelican Brewing Company, our good friends. Four locations along the Oregon coast. Fly over to a Pelican location, enjoy epic views, local brews all year long. Pelican Brewing looks forward to seeing you at the coast. Have you guys seen the weather for next weekend yet? Have you looked at the early forecast for
next? I saw
next
63 and sunny Wednesday. Better stick.
Here we go. Right around the corner.
Well, I got another text, so you're just ruining everything for me.
Look, here we go. Let's have her on. She's the queen of Rip City, and I owe her a sincere apology. Look,
and a bagel.
And a bagel. And I owe her a bagel and an apology. This is all my fault. I am an idiot. Brooke Olsendam, we love her. She's the best. At Brooke Olsendam on Twitter. Blazer courtside reporter, but we all know her as the queen of Rip City. Good morning, Brooke. What time did you go to sleep last night?
Oh, gosh. Okay, so to be in all honesty, this is how I work. I don't know if I think a lot of people do this. When you come back from like a game, like if you're in broadcasting and you come back from a game, for me, I have to have like a decompression like situation where I have to like come back, watch a little TV, relax. So I cannot come back and just go straight to bed. It's just not in the cards. So I came back and cleaned the kitchen, watched a little Bravo. That's my guilty pleasure.
There you go.
And then, yeah, little Southern Charm was on last night. I was so excited. And went to bed around 1? What, around 1?
And what time was that alarm set for this morning?
7:30.
Oh, well, a half hour earlier than it needed to be, my friend.
I owe you a bagel, Brooke. I'm going to buy you a bagel. I didn't know it was 8. I thought it was 7:30. We got lost in translation there.
Now, what bagel do you want? If we get
a
bagel, what bagel are you?
There's actually a bagel. I don't know if it's local, but it's I find it at Whole Foods, and I don't often shop at Whole Foods because I'm a cheapo. But there's a bagel that like it has cheddar, like there's like cheese on it, and I can't remember what it's called. But it's a cheese and jalapeno, which I love, and then I just smother it with cream cheese, and that's my favorite if I'm being indulgent.
Yeah.
But I also like the everything bagel, you know, and I get that at Trader Joe's. The seasoning, I put that on everything. So I guess I'm a everything bagel. I'll accept any bagels, but I would really, like, if I'm going to like go for it, it's the cheese and jalapeno one.
I also love both of those bagels. I lean more the cheese jalapeno, but I'll be honest with you. As much as I love an everything bagel, I had one not that long ago, and then I went somewhere, and I'm talking with a bunch of people face to face. Hey, how you doing? Getting to know each other. Maybe 30 minutes in, I go to the restroom, and I'm washing my hands, and I look in the mirror. I've got everything seeds everywhere. It was
you were an everything bagel.
I was, and nobody said anything. They just
nobody gave
me
the heads up.
Nobody
like, hey,
said anything. Hey, you got stuff in your teeth. Like nobody said anything.
You got to have somebody that's willing to be honest with you
it's
in public.
Terrible.
Did you do anything fun on your All-Star break, Brooke?
Oh God, no, you don't ask me that. No, I'll be honest. I went to a funeral, and that's where I'm going with that. Well, and then I came back and I got norovirus, so I had the best all-star break of all time. Well, I mean, you can't even fake it. Like I literally had the worst all-star break of all time.
Yeah. I don't know if it's possible for this interview to go any worse for me than it already is. First off, listening the wrong time, and then asking you that question.
I can't lie. It was weird for me yesterday when I went into the Moda Center, and everyone's like, "Hey, how was your All Star break?" And I was like, "Do I say what really happened, or do I say fine?" And then like the people I'm really close with, I was like, "Okay, well, I'll really tell you." And I told them, and then like some people like I haven't seen for all day. I don't want to take you through this journey with me. Like it's not fun. And so I just said, fine. But with you, like, I have a tough time lying to you, so I'm going to be honest. So, yeah, it wasn't the greatest. But you know what? I will say this. It happened. The timing was great that I was able to attend the service because it was All-Star break. And then I was able to lie in bed for 48 hours because I didn't have a game. Because, you know, you guys know how much I will like fight to not miss a game. Mm-hmm. So I will not miss a game if I can prohibit myself from missing any sort of work, I will. So the fact that it happened during a break, you know, it just worked out perfectly. So yeah, I'm sorry to answer that was not a very fun answer, but that's the truth.
I don't know if I've ever seen my co-host squirm more than asking with a smile, "Hey, how was your vacation?"
Oh, cheery.
Hey, your response making him feel just awful. It is the truth.
I'm
we appreciate
sorry.
The truth.
I'm sorry. I cannot lie. I don't have it in me.
I know. I had that recent. I had an uncle who passed away this past summer, and I do radio hits. He was in Nebraska, and I've done a few radio hits with people that we know in Nebraska to talk football, and I've had them ask me, because I've joked with them in the past that my uncle used to hate this radio host that we would have on our show, and I used to joke like, "Hey, family members hate, you know, it's just funny how people form opinions on it," and he's asked me multiple times in interviews, and I've gone the opposite way, and I feel bad about it, but he's also like in a chummy way asking me, "So how's your uncle doing?" And I don't want to be like, "Ah,
you should."
I know I should.
He's
I should.
Dead.
I know. Brooke's a better person than I am. I think we've all knew that going into the interview, and now it's just been slowly confirmed. Let me see if I can save this a little bit, Brooke, okay? I'm going to try and get the egg off my face a little bit. You do awesome.
I mean, I didn't help. Yeah.
You do awesome work, and the charity Brooke Hearts Your Heart program is back for another season.
Sixth year, I believe.
Sixth year that this is going on. Yeah. In the partnership with the American Heart Association in Oregon and Southwest Washington. I love all the work that you do. Like, let people know what they need to know, where they can go, and how they can help.
Well, thank you so much. I was like, I always appreciate you guys. You always have me on every year to talk about it, and it means a lot to me. You go to trailblazers.com/heart, first of all. That's what I really want to make sure people like know to go to, because that's the main site, and you can get a lot of information about heart health, but also you can donate, and if you'd like to buy a hat or a pin or both, you can do. Both of those go to the proceeds, which all go to the American Heart Association. So, but yeah, it's something that's super important to me. It's something that happened in 2010. My husband passed away of a heart attack, which we found out later was carotid artery. We had no idea. He was 27, the healthiest person I knew. Mm-hmm. And so I just like wanted to do something, and I didn't really know what. And then like I worked with the Blazers for 3-4 years, and I'm like, this is like my home. These are my people. This is my community, and this makes sense to do it with them. So I went to Krista Stout, who, she's like moved up. I don't know anyone's jobs, but she's moved up so many times. She's like the director of everything and community, but everything. And so she was so wonderful. She's like, let's do it. And then Annie Kay came into it and really like is like my person that's helped me really put this into action. Cause I have, you know, I had no idea. I don't know how to do a foundation. I know nothing. You know, I'm a state school kid. I'm not that smart. So they were so great. And they were like, yes, we'll help you. And it's been amazing. We've raised over $125,000 over the last 5 years. We're on pace to hopefully make, if people are listening, please, please, please go donate. Trailblazers.com/heart. We're on pace, if we can, to make over $140,000 this year. And the Blazers are so wonderful. They will match $5,000 when it's reached. We're almost there. We're not there yet. So if you guys can help us, it would mean the world to me to get to $5,000, because then they'll match it. And so that would be $10,000, obviously. And then whatever else comes is gravy, and I'm just so grateful for it. So, yeah, this is sixth year, and it's like the most I guess, humbling thing I've ever done. Like, it's just great. I'm grateful and I'm thankful to everyone that's involved in it and that is willing to give. And they do it every year. Like, I can't believe it. Every year I'm like, get all nervous. Like, are people going to donate because they did last year? Like, they're probably like, well, I did last year. Like, I mean, I think in my own head, like, they're like, well, we did it. I've already donated. I don't need to donate again. And that makes sense to me, but they still donate. And it's amazing. And it rocks my world. So everyone who has, thank you so much. And everyone who's thinking about it, I would appreciate it if you can, if it makes sense in your world to donate. It makes a huge difference. And there's so much research that is changing lives, and it means the world to me. So
and it can help somebody, you know, somebody that doesn't know what's going on with themselves.
Totally. And like I've had so many people reach out to me, even if it's just like little life changes, like they went and got their heart checked and they're like, okay, maybe like don't drink as much or don't eat as much red meat or, you know, little things like that. Like, they make life changes. And then I've had some people who said they went and got checked out and there's one person that had to go get heart surgery, emergency heart surgery the next week and save their lives. Like, and so I know, like, for a fact, like, this Brooke Hartzer has saved at least one life. And that's all I care about.
That is so cool.
Well, great job. We love to bring you on every year at this time when you start promoting it. Obviously, it's Valentine's Day, so it makes sense to start the campaign. 6 years in, pretty impressive stuff. I know you're overwhelmed by, like, everybody's, you know, donations and kind of making this a big rally cry, but it's pretty phenomenal to start something like this. It feels weird to want to play a game to make you unlikable now after promoting... such a great charity.
Still gonna do this. I wanted to know for the record, Brooke, I had nothing to do with this. This was not my idea. I didn't come up with this concept. I am out on this one.
Well, the reason I came up with this, Brooke, is because
I get a text from my co-host last night says, hey, who's an unlikable white artist? And I'm like, this is totally random. No. Where do I go with this? And so I start naming names, and so I just want to know this. I had nothing to do with this, Brooke. I'm innocent.
That is so funny. Wait, did you say an unlikable white artist?
Yeah, it'll make sense.
It'll
in a
make
second.
Sense in a second.
I don't even know if I want to play the game anymore. It's all gone a weird way in this interview. But I you were on TV last night for the game. And,
I was.
And I you were doing a hit during the game. And I tell my wife's next to me, I go, hey, she's going to be on the show tomorrow. And she goes, oh, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, she's been with Blazer for a while. She's a good friend of the program. And my wife goes, oh, that's great. I go, she's also the most liked person in Portland. And
yes.
She goes, really?
Oh.
And I go, yeah, I don't think anybody in the media, sports or non-sports, has a more universal, likable approval rating than you.
Yeah, if we did a poll of the city of Portland, it's got to be close to 100%.
And it's either you or Nick Krupke that are probably batting 99 to
100%. Oh, God. I mean, I don't want to go up. Listen, there is no one I like more. That's a very good comparison, because Nick Krupke is literally the most likable person in the world. I love him so much. And if I'm even in the conversation with him, then I'm winning. So I'm ready to play the game.
Okay, the game is, can we make Brooke Olsendam unlikable? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play two songs. Now, this scenario is we play a song, and we're asking in public, people are looking at you, the song's playing.
Brooke's out at a bar. I just bought you the bagel. We're hanging out.
Everybody knows. Oh, my God, Brooke Olsendam.
There's Brooke Olsendam. That's
God.
A sideline reporter.
Oh, my God. Do I say hi to her? Can I get a selfie? And everybody likes you, but this song plays, and you say, you know what? Might not be okay, but I'm bobbing my head to this song. What song do you choose? I'm going to give you two options. I'm going to play each song for a couple seconds.
Okay.
And then I'll give you a third song, but the third song's a mystery, so it's a swing if you're willing to wait for the third song to see which one you bob your head to.
That's a mystery. Okay, I'm ready.
Here we go. Here is the first song.
Now, usually I don't do this, but go ahead on break them off with a little preview of the remix.
Uncomfortable. Now, I'm not trying damn, to he hits that every time, doesn't he?
I mean, it is the national anthem at this point, so if she bobs her head to it, I'm not going to judge her for it.
Here is the second song.
I was completely bobbing my head.
Option number one.
Is the game over then? Is that the game?
No, I'm willing to see if there's a better one.
Okay, here's the second one. Ooh, got a classic staple, but a little problematic right now, this anthem of sports that we've got going on right now.
It's not the Chris Stapleton version.
It's not the Chris Stapleton version, as we know.
I was going to say, I like that song. I like that version. I like what that is, but like I like other people's version of it more.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with option A.
Okay, so you don't want to wait for the mystery song?
No, I do. I do.
Okay, all right, here you go. Here is your mystery song. Let's see how you feel on this one.
Seems like yesterday we used to rock the show.
I lace the track.
So
far from hanging on the block. Things not going well there.
Not
right
a
now.
Great time
no,
right now.
Not a great time.
No. Are you bobbing your head though? You kind of are, aren't you?
No, I'm actually throwing it.
I'm throwing. Okay. There
you go. So R. Kelly remix to Ignition.
I mean, this is the right answer, Brooke. She knows. She's smart.
I used to love like R. Kelly Ignition was my jam back in the day. That was my like. I used to do the like everything. I would do the whole dance and all, everything. But I'm going with option A by far.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Toot toot, little beep beep. How do you not do that when that comes on?
Well, now nobody likes Brooke.
They still love her. They still love Brooke Olsen. Damn, she's the best.
You're the queen of the city.
We haven't even asked you a Blazer question. You are the sideline reporter for the Blazers. Last night, I actually let me ask you this: a non-Blazer question from last night. We talked about this earlier. LeBron James is 40 years old. I didn't think he was going to play last night. He was listed as questionable. There's a part of like you're watching the game. You know, some are bummed at the outcome of the game. What do you put into words? Because you've seen LeBron a lot of times come to the arena and have some special nights, including nights where he's knocked over the gal with the drinks courtside.
He hugged her last night
pregame, which was kind of funny. What did you make of the game last night and everything that went down?
So we had a stat in, I think it was pregame show, that he plays, I mean, statistically, over his career, he puts up the best numbers against the team, against us. Mm. Like, literally, against the Portland Trail Blazers. He has his best numbers. So I'm used to seeing it, but it's still shocking. Like, I remember, like, people ask me, like, what's your welcome to the NBA moment? You know, like, and I've asked players that, too. Like, when you're like, whoa, like, I can't believe I'm here, like, shocking is something that, like, really, like you know, rocks you. And I was working for the Indiana Pacers. We talked about this before, 2010, I believe, to 2013. And it was my first year, and we played the – I think he was with the Cleveland, and I knew we were going to play him. And I was like, oh, my first time seeing LeBron, cool, no big deal. Like, I mean, I see NBA players every night of my life; it's not a big deal. But I looked up from my seat, and it was like courtside. You know, I looked up, and he was standing right in front of me, and I've never seen a physical human that he was like an upside down triangle. You know, like he was like a superhero. I'm like, what is this? What is this person? And I was like, this is insane. So LeBron to me, like, I mean, you know, he has his antics, all that, but he is truly an amazing athlete, an amazing like physical specimen. And I will never forget that, looking up and seeing that person. And I've seen I've seen Victor. You see all these players, but for some reason he stood out to me like, shockingly, wow, this person is an actual human. And so to watch him over the years, it's crazy. And to see how he always plays very well against Portland, like as I mentioned. And last night, it was just another example of that. And it was something because like everyone said, no Luka. Who cared? Like it was LeBron always shows up, always against Portland for some reason. And he did last night. And it's not something I like love and look forward to, but I was expecting it, and so it was another LeBron night. It was crazy that he did have 11 turnovers, and he's only had 10 turnovers 3 times in his career. So at least we give a little like cred to Timothy Kamara for shaking him up a little bit. But yeah, it's incredible. I would love to take something away from him, but I can't. Like, you can't.
you can't do it. He's too good.
40 is crazy.
40 and 40 is pretty wild. Brooke Olsendam is the queen of Rip City. She is our all-time favorite. Good friend of the program. Make sure to go check out trailblazers.com/heart. Brooke Hart's your heart, and go help her out. They're trying to get to 5,000. The Blazers will match, so let's make sure we help her get to that goal. Go give her a follow on Twitter, at Brooke Olsendam. And the Blazers, by the way, back in action tomorrow night.
The Hornets.
You can watch them as the Hornets are in town. Brooke, sorry for making you uncomfortable. Sorry for making you wake up too early today. All of this is my fault. A bagel is on the way. Thanks as always. Go back to sleep, hopefully for a couple more hours, and hopefully we can catch up again soon.
No, now that I'm up, I'd like to talk for another hour.
We got 40 minutes. Come on, Brooke. Come on down to the studio. Let's go. We got more things to cover.
You know, you guys are great. You never make me. I never felt uncomfortable. Did I give an uncomfortable response?
No,
I didn't.
No, I felt uncomfortable because you're so likable. I don't want to upset Brooke Olsendam, you know?
You guys are the best. I love you so much.
There you go. Brooke Olsendeb, great stuff from her. Sideline reporter for the Blazers.
Great question by you. What'd you do?
Wonderful.
Over the break?
I thought that was a nice, harmless, you know, hey, let's keep it light and easy. Have some fun. Brooke's the best. And that backfired. It backfired in my face. Let's get to more. Oh, by the way, the Daily Ticker, as always, brought to you by our great friends at Pelican Brewing, four locations along the Oregon coast. Fly over to a Pelican location. Enjoy epic views, local brews all year long. Pelican Brewing looks forward to seeing you at the coast. More teams are doing this. Do we care? That's next on The Fan.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we went a little long there with Brooke, but that's what you do. She's the best. The look on your face, that was
so
bad.
So, Brooke, what'd you do during All-Star Weekend?
That was pretty bad. How am I supposed to know that?
Damn it. I knew she had norovirus.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because I texted to see if she could come on earlier in the week, and she was like, hey, I hate to tell you this.
Getting over a bug.
Without giving you details. Yeah. I got something off when I go, I know about that detail. I don't need it. So, yeah, I totally get it.
Doesn't sound good right now.
I didn't know about the funeral part.
Yeah.
So that was like, actually, for me, that was the funniest part.
Just wonderful, you know. Two more teams have joined Nebraska in canceling their spring games.
Well, one hasn't officially yet.
Dun, dun, dun. Don't let facts get in the way of my segment here, all right? Okay. Who are they, you might be asking?
Pretty big programs.
Nebraska said they're not going to play it. We don't want guys to steal our players. Everybody's going to poach our team.
Yeah.
Everybody's, you know, just clamoring for that 5-7 talent.
I mean, you guys got a Purdue player, and I'm seeing Duck fans like, if he does this in Eugene, though. Mike, he played in Purdue. It's terrible.
Freshman All-American in the Big Ten. Bitch. Texas and USC have joined Nebraska in canceling their spring game. Sark said it yesterday. I believe he was on with Kay Adams. Kay Adams asked him, hey, you going to do a spring game? And he's like, no, I'm not going to do a spring game.
Up in Adams.
You would think Lincoln Riley would want his team to work on tackling because we're not very good at it. But, you know, he said, no, we don't want a spring game either. And so three big-time programs, not all of them officially yet, but trending in the direction of no longer having a spring game. I put a poll question up last night.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Just curious where percentages were. I knew what the winning answer was going to be. I was just curious how big of a blow it would be. Would you care if your college football team canceled their spring game? Right now, 81% of you say no, you would not care at all.
Oregon State just happened to announce that theirs is in April, and so they announced the date and when it's going to happen. And look, I think both sides have a good argument here, actually. I don't blame the fans at all who are jonesing for some football by March or in April.
See new faces, new players, what have we got, new quarterbacks.
Get an idea of what's going to be different and how maybe this looks a little bit.
Yeah.
I tend to not. This is where we diverge in the fork in the road here.
Sure.
You go the way of like, oh my God, did you see the sixth-string guy on my offensive line?
The hell am I going to do in April now? Outside of the Masters, I got nothing, man. Don't take my spring game away. That's all
and
I got, man.
I watch and I go, how are we deciding who wins and scores? This is all so weird, this game format. I don't blame fans for wanting to go down there and have a good time and just, you know, see some football action a little bit. Get a little peekaboo.
Yeah.
I just unfortunately think after this year, and I don't know where Oregon's going to be on this. I'll be curious to see when Dan Lanning announces anything, yes or no.
I don't believe we have a date yet for. I know they have dates for their spring practices, but I don't know. I don't think they've announced a date for the game yet.
Well, they don't charge, right? Isn't
it
Oregon's
is
thing is like a can of soup?
They
or
ask
something?
You to bring a can of food in. They don't have to. You can get in for free, and that's what like on the response to this, a lot of fans chimed in on that. One of our listeners, Ken, said it's an opportunity to take all my kids to a game, quote unquote, for free. I'd be really disappointed if they took it away from the fans.
No doubt about it. Now, if I followed up with somebody like Ken, who is pro spring game, is there any way that they could invite you to a practice? I mean, that's essentially what the spring game
is. It's essentially
anyway,
what
right?
it is, you know. Just don't televise it so people can't steal your players, but allow fans to come watch a scrimmage or two.
Sure. I don't know. Maybe there isn't anything that a team could do. I'm waiting to see what Dan Lanning does. I know Oregon State's doing it. This is going to happen, though. This is going to become more and more. Florida State wasn't doing it because their stadium renovations, but also, I'm blanking on their coach.
Norvell.
Thank you. Norvell basically came out and said, yeah, I don't want people to see what's going on here. I think you're going to start getting more and more by the day, actually. I think this is going to be now the dam is broken a little bit. Nebraska started it. People are like, whoa. Sark went on and was like, not even hesitant. Not happening.
Not going to do it.
USC followed suit. I just think it's going to happen more and more and more this year and then eventually go away.
Yeah, I think the big fix will come and we'll see if it ever ends up happening because the hardest part about fitting in all of this stuff to the calendar is that you got to remember, you know, these guys are actual students, right? So the coaches would tell you if you let them design the system, they would say, you have one transfer portal window that opens. It opens at the end of the season. We don't care when you need to enroll for classes. That doesn't matter to us. These guys are professional athletes at this point. And at the end of the season, you have a stretch there where everybody can enter the portal or not enter the portal. You pick your team, and that's it. Mm-hmm. You have one period, essentially a free agency like you would in the NFL. Season ends. You can go sign or go wherever you want, or you stick with your team, whatever. You make your calls. And then the roster is set, and that's it. The hard part right now in college football is that, one, you have a transfer portal that opens in the middle of your postseason, so you have free agency going on while your playoffs are going on. But then I think a lot of people forget there's another portal window after spring football.
Yes, yeah, so
and
you
that's the fix.
Roster.
So you need to shut that down.
Yeah.
And I think if you shut that down, then you would get people clamoring for spring games to come back. Because I do think coaches get a lot out of it. I do think there's a lot of fan bases across the country that enjoy it. I know at Oregon, like we are very different on this because my program has made this a thing, and that is a talking point every spring of like, hey, should Oregon State do more with their spring game? Oregon's turned it into an event, and it's a thing that fans look forward to, and you showcase some of the new guys. Like, this year, I'm not going to lie to you, man. People are going to make fun of this. I would be genuinely bummed if they canceled their spring game. Genuinely bummed. Like, Dante Moore is the new starting quarterback. I want to watch him play, man. I only got like five snaps in a year at Oregon. I want to see what he's got in the spring. All right? So I would be genuinely bummed about it because it's not just a random run-of-the-mill scrimmage for them. Like, it's turned into an event, and there's a concert, and there's a bunch of fans. They fill up most of the stadium. Like, I take a lot of pride in that our fan base cares about that, and I would be genuinely bummed out if they canceled it.
Yeah, I wouldn't. But I don't take my family, so like,
but
I,
you don't take, you don't,
I'm
yeah,
not sitting in the same position.
Yeah, so we'll see if anybody
you
else
care,
follows.
It was a fun family event I went to as a kid. I mean, I guess like as somebody covering football, yeah, I'd want to go watch it, but like. I feel like social media has allowed us to
sports
see...
changed so much, man. Yeah. Some of this stuff is just like becoming less and less important.
Yeah,
weirdly.
We can see, you know, like not necessarily like in season practice video, but there's going to be stuff leaking out of players that, you know, just happens during the off season, you know, workouts with each other. Like, I feel like
Tyler Shuck is the most amazing quarterback in practice, guys.
Yeah, we're going to be able to, follow a story.
I mean, they'll
like
do their preseason camp YouTube documentary thing, I'm sure. What do they call that?
The team out west.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure they'll bring that back.
How do you not?
For training camp, that was a big hit for him. So I imagine we get part duh of that. But yeah, you can go vote at Durden Spring on Twitter. Would you care if your college football team canceled their spring game?
One of our listeners actually just sent us this. The annual spring game is going to take place on April 22nd.
Okay, so they have a date already.
I believe they have a date. They're not going to. Yeah, this is from February 12th.
Dude,
so
nobody's poaching our. Who's poaching our players?
I got
more money than you. What are you going to offer them?
It's no kidding. No,
our guys aren't leaving.
I do agree.
You guys
we
don't pay
to.
The most though.
No, we don't pay anybody.
I was told. You don't
They're
pay
all pro
money.
Bono. Everybody's there for free.
We need to.
They're there for the education.
They're there for the school. They're there for the
also
for the library.
Who doesn't want to go watch track field in the spring?
Dude, it's beautiful down there.
What was that class for North Carolina offering students African American studies or whatever that was?
The old fake program that they had.
Communications.
Communication. Yeah, that's what they call it. Communications. Thank you. So thanks to the listener. I hadn't seen them announce a date yet. Would you care if your college football program canceled the spring game? Am I Looney Tunes on this? Right now, 81% of you say yes. You would not care. But Texas and USC become the latest, at least it looks like, to cancel their spring games along with Nebraska. And this will probably be the next wave. We still got a lot to get to in the next 30 minutes. We're back after this. First, here's Schulte with SportsCenter. Hey, welcome back in, 840. One of our listeners chiming in on the spring game topic. Why don't you go ahead and drop me a no one cares drop.
Oh, you want a no one cares?
No one cares!
I mean, I tend to agree with that.
I care, damn it. I care.
My favorite is when you come in here and you're like, did you see so-and-so? He's back up cornerback, left side. And I'm just like,
no one cares! Dante more time, baby. Dante more time. Can't wait. April 26th, I'm going to be glued to it. Big Ten Network, let's go.
Go watch his freshman year at UCLA. There are a lot of tape on him.
Yeah.
Pick sixes, Reese's Stadium. Can't wait.
We're going to get those this year, man.
Oh, yeah.
All those Dante Moore receipts, baby.
Dante Moore is the new Ty Thompson.
Going to cash all those in, man.
Sixth in the Big Ten.
All those in. Hey, right now, if you text the word golf, G-O-L-F, to 503-864-6326, you win a four-pack of tickets to the Portland Golf Show.
What a deal.
February 28th through March 2nd at the Portland Expo Center. And all the details, 1080thefan.com. Text golf to 503-864-6326.
No longer have a 30-year-old quarterback. Let's see what you really got now.
Are we gonna? I can't wait for Dante Moore to be good and then it turn into, well, UCLA developed him.
You think that's what's going to happen?
That will absolutely happen.
No, I was going to go more like system. How can you fail?
It absolutely will, because that's already been morphed in the Bo Nix debate of like, well, Auburn developed Bo Nix. Oh, okay.
Who has that take?
Because everybody was clamoring for Bo Nix when he transferred from Auburn. Not even I was clamoring for Bo Nix when he transferred from Auburn.
Who has that take?
That take's out there. It's a social media take.
You're making it up.
Those takes were there.
I think people look at Bo Nix and go, duck.
I would hope they would, because he was not very good at Auburn.
Well, no, but he was there
when he played my team.
We
also got some news out of the Big Ten today, and we need to go ahead and put a little bee in the ear of the boss man. The Big Ten has announced their media days are moving from Indianapolis.
What?
Ooh,
who could have seen this coming?
Shocking. Where are they going? You're wondering.
Las Vegas?
Wondering. Where are they going? The Mandalay Bay,
How do
baby.
We feel about that? I'm down.
How are we not going to be in Vegas at the end of July playing a little golf and talking some college football?
I mean, come on. Who doesn't want to fly me and you down there to do a Vegas Big Ten show?
We dominate Vegas. Vegas can't handle us.
I'll talk books with Dan Lanning if we go.
Can we talk books again?
Yeah,
you gave him a book title last time, but then you forgot the title of the book.
I know I was talking about, he brought up The Art of War in his speech,
and
I had read that book, and so we're talking books, and then I said, I'm reading a Bill Walton book, and he goes, which one? And quite literally just froze.
just
I had to Google, and I'm like, that's right.
Damn it.
It was a bad moment. He thought I didn't really read the book.
I thought you lied. You're one of those guys in book club that didn't read the book.
You
watched the movie. You showed up.
Name the title of a book. Do you read?
The Bible.
You're one of those guys.
Does the Bible count? Kim Olajuwon book right now. It's really good.
I have a random question here. This is our first non-spragging the line Friday, which, R.I.P., gone too soon.
I'm surprised you didn't do it to me.
I mean, we got sponsors that were texted in. I got things I'm gambling on this weekend. But
one listener sent me, he sent me one on the social media.
He sent you a sponsor on social media?
No, he sent me a bet.
Or a bet.
Well, let me read it. It's a Timber bet.
Timber bet. Timbers are playing this weekend.
It is a football Friday.
Timbers are back, baby. You guys got the Timber fever?
Felipe Mora. Nope. Those uniforms are sweet. Felipe Mora to score.
You say no.
Yeah.
No.
I don't.
So that immediate no.
Felipe Mora to score is plus money and plus 400 to score first.
Ooh, we like Mora scoring the first goal of the season, the campaign, if you will.
I don't know.
That's what us soccer bros call it. Speaking of which, I am genuinely curious. What do we care about this weekend?
I mean, I'm going to the Blazers Hornets.
Does anything
game,
okay? Not so you're like, going to the Blazers game
just as an entertainment piece. Yeah. Not like
we
I
have
care
our
about
game on
win.
Saturday.
Yeah. Is anything moving your needle this weekend at all? Or are we not in needle moving territory anymore?
Well, I think most
because I had
of
it
us.
Last Saturday with USA Canada. I was genuinely excited for that game going in.
Yeah. I got my Mariners open.
And the Genesis was a
today.
Big tournament. Now they're in Mexico. They don't really care. You going to watch spring training today?
Hell yeah, I am.
Let's see.
Yeah, look at me. I'm wearing a Mariners Schulte jersey.
Ready to go?
Watch this game.
Have you
I'm
seen
stupid.
They brought in? Are they doing it for the full season or just spring training? But we have the automated reviews now.
It's just spring training.
Okay, just spring training.
So they're
test.
Yeah, they're testing it out in spring training, most likely going to implement it in 2026.
Of course.
Your primetime game is Lakers at Nuggets on ABC.
Is the fat ass going to play?
Yeah, I believe he is. Okay. The Blazers also play the Hornets that night.
They do, yeah. Catch the fever.
I don't have the fever for that.
LaMelo
might go for 50.
LaMelo fever, you don't have that?
Play for LeVar's foot.
LeVar got his foot amputated?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a real story? Yeah. I thought I got NBA centelled when I saw
no,
that.
He really had his foot cut off.
Yeah, actually had his foot cut off.
Got a bunch of LaMelo Ball rookie cards. Try to get him
do
to
Do you
sign.
Really?
I do, yeah.
That
well,
might be better
that was,
value than my Zion card.
I was just in that card game at the time of LaMelo being a rookie, so.
Go get a couple of those autographed?
I mean, if I could.
I don't know what is happening Saturday for everybody. I do think most people are in.
Unplugged time?
Yeah. And I don't know what people watch. You know, can we do
White Lotus? I don't know.
Well, White Lotus is coming back. That's true.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen the first two seasons. We used to have TGIF.
We did.
Can we do that for Saturday?
TGIF was a big deal.
TGIS?
TGIS.
And then, like, make some wholesome, funny, but not funny, but predictable, but funny family shows.
Are we thank God it's Saturday?
Well, what is?
I got the Ducks playing at Wisconsin tomorrow at 9 a.m.
I couldn't care less.
Yeah. I didn't know Wisconsin was good this year.
Yeah, how about that?
They're 11th in the country. I had no idea.
What is the new Family Matters? What's the new Home Improvement? The new Boy
compare.
Meets World? The
you
new
can't
Full
compare
House?
Those shows to what's on today. They
well, but
literally
like, what
aren't.
Is it? I'm asking genuinely. What is on the major network that is
Modern Family? But that's not even on.
That's
anymore.
Not on.
What's the one teacher one on ABC? The school
Abbott
one.
Elementary.
Yeah,
but I think that's a Tuesday show?
Isn't Grey's Anatomy still on?
That's not a family show.
I would say...
Nobody wants to make Dreamy have sex in a closet again.
Some people would say that's a family show, but you're probably right. It's not.
It's yeah, like, what is needle. The show? I was thinking about this the other day. What
I don't
is
think
the
we
show?
Have it. I don't know. I don't watch a lot of network television.
That's what I'm saying. It's just...
Is there a market for that?
I'm a Boy Meets World.
I don't think so anymore because there's so many streaming services. It's totally different.
I'm a Boy Meets World aficionado, and I will forever say that that is one of the best, like, you know, kid, teenage, and adult shows that was on television for any period of time. Not just the 90s, but, like, there just was not a period of, actually, the 1990s in general, I think, like television in any other time, and there will never be one again.
I know I'm going back to a time that's never going to happen, so I'm sitting here on a soapbox being an old man a little bit here, but, like, don't we kind of miss a little bit all watching the same show?
Sometimes.
Now it's like, hey, what'd you do? This? I watched Severance. Did you watch Severance? No, I watched American Prime. What do you watch? Oh, I watched Ted Meets Ted. It's like...
Everybody catching 24.
What are these
at
shows?
At the same time. That was fun.
Yeah, there's not a lot of those universally loved shows.
We don't watch shows.
The last one we had, I feel like, was Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I felt like Game of Thrones reached that level of
I think that was in
viewership.
A bubble. Were they getting 20 million?
They were getting at least 8 to 10 to start.
Yeah, I mean, not 20 million. I mean, that's pretty damn good for HBO.
I think that got less than halved after what?
Yeah, but you
the
still cancel out a lot of the families in that scenario, right?
Oh, you definitely do. It's not a kid show.
Watch,
yeah.
Beaver fan chiming in. I'm excited for Beaver baseball. Yeah, I said it. February was a top 10 matchup today. Oregon State versus Virginia. Not gonna lie, I'm jacked about our pitching staff, starting rotation this year. Key part of Oregon State's team this year is the part that's been lacking with all these other good offensive teams. Their pitching staff is gonna be fantastic. Yeah. So somebody said Friday is Severance Day for me. So enjoy your Severance Day. Enjoy your Beaver baseball. I got NHL returning, and Oregon's playing at Wisconsin, and they're probably going to get killed tomorrow.
Mustangs are trying to go 4-1.
See if the Mustangs can get a dub this weekend.
4-1 this weekend.
We got poll questions to answer. We'll send you on your way on a Friday next on The Fam. Enjoyed this text at the Vancouver Ford text line. Thanks for making my short commute to sell weed every morning entertaining. Have a good weekend, gents. That's what we're here for, baby. What we're here for, man.
Dude, when's the last time you went to a Hooters? By the way, that's a great text.
It's been a long time since I've been to a Hooters. Just going to slang some weed, dude. You want to get a good laugh in on my way there.
The markets are so bad that, like, slanging weed's back. I love that.
Are we slanging weed again? Is this a thing?
Slang some flowers.
Got to find a dealer again? Like the old days?
I mean, maybe he's talking about driving to his, like, legal...
The dispensary? Yeah, legal could have a truck full of a dispensary?
I
could.
Like to
I kind of hope this guy's got a bag, like a Ziploc bag and a backpack.
Too. He's got a big. He's got a lot of pockets in his jacket.
If you're that weed dealer, though, like, don't go have long conversations with the people buying weed from you. Nobody wants that drug dealer.
I mean, that's.
Hey, you want to hang around?
Hey, man, you want to hang out a little bit?
Pineapple Express.
Yeah, no, seriously. Dude, no, man.
Do you want to watch TV together?
No, I don't.
Karate together?
I'm going to go home and smoke my weed.
When's the last time you went to Hooters?
It's been a long time since I've been to a Hooters.
Have I ever even been to a Hooters? I'm not even sure I have.
If you invited me to a Hooters, though, I would go.
Really?
I would.
I just felt a little underwhelming.
What did you prefer?
Well, when you get older, you have options that are a little more...
Doesn't come with those wings, though, man.
That's okay with me. You don't combine food and mms.
I disagree. I'm
really?
I can't. Really?
No. Pastrami in the bed.
You've been to the A-crop?
No. I can't do boobies and food. I
mean, don't
do
the salad bar, but you could get some steak bites. Does the Moda Center feel old when you go into it? 55% of you say no.
How can you not?
How much of USA Canada did you watch? 30% of you said all of it. 29% said none of it. And then a mixture of some and all, or some or most. What else we got here? Does driving in a demolition derby take skill? 67% of you say yes, it does.
You guys are wrong.
In your face.
You're wrong.
Are Brooke Olsendam and Nick Krupke the most likable media members in Portland? 79% of you say yes, they are.
One person said no, that ESPN guy. And I went, you don't even know his name.
That ESPN guy. Big fan of him. He's a really nice guy. That will do it for us. Good luck selling your weed this weekend, everybody. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Whatever you're watching, whatever you're enjoying, have fun enjoying it. Thanks for being a part of our Friday. We'll talk to you Monday at 6 a.m. Colin is next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.